Welcome everyone to a special episode of Smile Reconstruction. And today we have a special episode where we have some unique guests with us today. And we are going to be talking about Santa Smiles, which is a promotion that we're running at Montana Center for Implants and Dentures.
Joining us today are three of Santa's elves who have escaped from the workshop temporarily so they can tell us the inside scoop about the Santa Smiles campaign and all of the holiday cheer that surrounds it.
Well, we're going to get started to get by learning a little bit more about the three elves that have snuck away from Santa's workshop. We're going to get to know them a little bit better. So first, we have a couple of elves sitting over here. Elf, what is your name? Tell us where you're from.
Tommy.
You're Tommy. Tommy, where are you from?
Santa's workshop.
Okay, that's great. I was hoping you would say Wisconsin. Okay, what is your name, Elf?
Peppermint Stick.
Peppermint Ooh. Stick. Okay. Well, we are glad to have you, Tommy and Peppermint Stick. And we have one elf right here. What's your name?
Miles Townsend.
Oh, Miles Townsend. I love it. Well, tell us, Tommy, Peppermint Stick, and Miles, what is your favorite part about Christmas? Peppermint Stick, you first.
Presents.
Presents, Tommy?
Making the presents.
Making the presents. Miles, what's your favorite part?
Making the toys.
Making the toys. And also, what is you? I'm assuming you guys watch holiday movies all the time. What's your favorite Christmas movie? Tommy, what's yours?
Home Alone.
Home Alone. That's a good one. Peppermint Stick?
Elf.
Elf, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Santa Claus.
Oh, that's a good one, too. How do you guys get your elf magic to work? How does it work up at Santa's workshop?
Well, being good and making presents is mine.
So by being good, you have magic to make toys?
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't know elves had to be good.
Where does your magic come from?
My hands.
Ooh, hands. Magic hands.
Were you born with these magic hands?
No.
Wow. How'd you get magic hands then?
I dipped them in Santa Claus's hat.
Whoa.
Ooh, wow.
That is okay. Clever. Well, Miles, do you have any other things to add about how you gained your magic to make toys? You just came out with magic. I love it. That's great.
So I do have a question for who's the oldest elf here?
I am.
And Tommy, the oldest elf, how old are you?
About 332 years old.
332 years old. Wow, you're an old elf. So
they can get older.
So my question for you is, do you enjoy when you make a toy and you know that a boy or a girl is going to get that toy and it'll make them so happy?
Yes.
What part of that do you enjoy?
I can enjoy when I watch them, seeing their faces light up so big.
So something about giving something special to someone else, is that what you would say?
Yeah.
Okay, that's neat. So Tommy, you've told us that you like seeing the faces of these special boys and girls light up when they see one of your presents. With the Santa Smiles campaign that we're doing, why don't you tell us a little bit about that and how it's similar to what you do?
Well, when like you guys fix their teeth, it turns their frown upside down.
Well, Peppermint Stick, what does it take for someone that wants to participate in Santa Smiles? What is the first thing that they need to do?
Write a letter to Santa or make a movie of it.
What should they talk about in that video recording? What are some things that they should let Santa know? That
what they want their smile, if they how they want your smile kind of, or how they want someone else's smile to look.
Okay. So this movie can be about someone else that they think is deserving of getting a new smile?
Yep.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, Tommy, I've got a question for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So with Santa Smiles, our goal is to work with in partnership with Santa to help people get new smiles. We want to help 50 people get a new smile. So, Tommy, after everyone gets their letter in and their video in, what's the next step that someone that submits their letter to Santa can expect?
They can expect like a phone call that will come to tell them that you'll fix their teeth.
Once they get that phone call and they're coming in to the office, what's that first appointment going to be for that person?
Figure out what they need.
Exactly. So they're going to get a consult where we kind of figure out what they need and how we can kind of work with Santa to get them new teeth.
Miles, is it good to help just one person? No. Or is it good to help lots of people?
It's good to help lots of people.
Okay, thank you. So something that's important to note is the reason we're stretching this out to 50 people, and the reason we're able to do this is our goal is to remove barriers that prevent people from getting their treatment completed. And some of those might include reducing the price. Some of those might be some payment plans. Some of those might be just having someone to talk to about the options in an environment that's not pushy, just so they know what's available to them, and then helping them move forward with that. But the point is, we want to remove as many barriers as we can while still being able to help as many people as we can and spread this help around to help a lot of individuals and families. So, Peppermint Stick, do you like that idea?
Yep.
Tommy, do you like that idea?
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
Oh, good. What do you like about it?
I like how you can spread, like, the help and just, like, spread it around so you can help a lot more people.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Miles, does that sound okay?
Yeah.
When you go back to the North Pole and talk to Santa and you tell him what we're doing to try to help people, do you think he's going to approve it?
Oh, yeah, he will.
What will he like about it?
I think he'll like that on Christmas Day, there's going to be a lot more smiles that day. So he can see that they like his work and that because of it, it's because that they liked your work.
Ooh, thank you. And Peppermint Stick, why do you think Santa will approve of all of this?
Instead of giving it to one person or doing this to one person, you do it to more than one.
So, Tommy, would you tell us something about what it means to give back?
Well, it means, like, if someone's been giving you stuff, like, if teachers or someone's, like, just giving you stuff, like, giving it to you, like, learning or stuff, then you can, like, give back, like, show them, like, something you've been working on, or, like, just giving it back, like, not making them do something, and you can do it for them, and just, like, letting them know that you're trying and that you just want to help them.
Yeah. So I like that you said that you just want to help them. So Peppermint Stick, tell us, what is giving back and helping someone?
Giving back, it's kind of like if, like, someone gave you something, you give them back with something else.
Yeah, if someone gives you something, you can give something also. Dr. Townsend, we've had the opportunity to hear from these elves, from Tommy, from Peppermint Stick, and from Miles, and it sounds like Santa approves of this campaign, and so just to make sure we're doing it right, in the way that Santa has approved, it sounds like first Santa needs to know who's interested, and so they need to write a letter to Santa telling why they or someone that they know and love is deserving of getting this special help. They can also make a movie, even just a selfie video with their phone, telling why they or someone else is a good candidate for this.
So the next step is to submit your letter, or the letter you're submitting for someone on someone else's behalf, into Santa's mailbox in our office at Montana Center for Implants and Dentures, or record a video and upload that and send it to info@montanaimplants.com.
info@montanaimplants.com. After those are submitted, Santa will review those. He gets back in touch with us and says, here's my list. These are the people that we have space for this year to help with the Santa Smiles campaign. And then our office will contact them with the next steps. You know, I really like that there's not a commitment tied to this. Mm-hmm. What we'll do is we'll bring them in. We'll do a free consult, of course, like we would with anyone. But then we'll go over the ways that this Santa Smiles promotion is going to help them. And we'll tailor that help to each person on Santa's list so we can help as many as we can.
So we've got some rapid fire questions for the three of you. Peppermint Stick? What's the best gift you've ever received?
My power out of my fingers.
The power out of your fingers, okay. Miles, what's the best Christmas present you ever have gotten? Cars?
Cars.
Okay. Tommy?
This hat from Santa.
Wow, you got a hat from Santa?
Yep.
Man, that is incredible.
Tell us about where that hat came from.
Well, I came down and was in a house checking to make sure everything was okay. And when I was about to go up, I saw Santa dropped his hat. So when I picked it up and I went back up to the North Pole and said, "Here's your hat," he said, "You can have it," and gave it to me.
That's a pretty special story.
That is an incredible story. Miles, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
Cars.
Giving cars or receiving cars? That's excellent. Tommy, what's your favorite Christmas tradition?
I like when we're at the North Pole when Santa brings these cookies back and we get to eat them.
That's incredible. What kind of cookies are your favorite?
Oh, boy. My favorite, it's got to be chocolate chip.
Oh, for sure.
Yep.
I like chocolate chip a lot.
Crispy edges, warm and gooey center.
Ooh, it's making my mouth water right now. Peppermint stick, what's your favorite tradition?
Eating on Christmas.
Eating on Christmas? Mm. What, is there anything in particular?
Candy canes.
Really?
I have another one.
Okay, go for it.
When Santa gives us these small presents, like, just gives us, like, a little toy to play with after we work, or, like, just gives us, like, something so we work faster. I like when he gives and we receive.
Okay, elves. Let's pretend that you weren't elves, but instead you were actual little boys that were maybe 9 years old and 10 years old. And if you were these little boys, what would be your favorite Christmas tradition?
Probably finding presents for people.
Really? So tell me about that.
Well, like if I had a brother or a sister, I would just like looking around until I found something perfect for them. And then when they opened it up, it would be like such a surprise that they finally got what they wanted. And yeah.
If okay. I had one. Yeah, if you weren't an elf. Yeah. So, Peppermint Stick, if you weren't an elf, what would be your favorite holiday tradition?
Finding the presents.
Finding the presents. What does that mean?
Because sometimes I watch Santa Claus and he hides them.
Santa Claus hides them? Wow, what types of places does he hide presents?
Like, beneath couches or, like, in like behind couch cushions or behind chairs.
In the shower.
In basements. Mm. Or under beds.
Tricky Santa, huh?
Or outside.
So, Miles, if you weren't an elf, but instead you were just a little boy named Miles, what would be your favorite thing to eat at Christmas time?
Rice Chex.
Rice Chex.
Good. Oh. That's a really good Christmas treat. So back to if you were all boys instead of elves, what would be your favorite Christmas treat?
Maybe cake or cookies.
Ooh, cake or cookies, yeah. Have you seen a lot of kids like cake and cookies?
Yeah.
So, Peppermint Stick, what would be your favorite Christmas treat if you were not an elf and you were a boy?
Molag cake. It's kind of like a log.
Oh, a Yule log cake?
Yep.
Oh, wow. What do you like about that?
I've never had one of those.
The cream.
Mm, yeah. So, it's in the shape of a log, but it's a roll, right?
Oh,
those are special. Mm. Yeah. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the Santa Smiles campaign? If someone wants to participate, what do they need to do? What's step one?
Put in a letter to Mother Santa or a video that they can submit in.
Okay. And what do they do with that? Step two, where do they put it or take it?
They put it in the Santa box, like the letter.
Could they email the video?
Oh, yeah, they could email the video to us.
Okay.
To you guys.
Yeah. All right. And then where do those get sent?
They get sent to Santa's workshop, and they come through the elves to Santa.
Okay. Once Santa reviews those letters and videos, then who does he let know who he's selected?
He'll probably let me first, so I can let you guys, me or the head elf, so me or whoever can give them back to you guys and say and tell who got submitted, so that you guys could work on them.
Okay. And then how do those people find out they've been chosen?
You guys will call or text them, and then you can tell them that they've been chosen.
So, Peppermint Stick, should people be scared to participate?
No.
Why?
It mainly helps them so they know what kind of going on.
Yeah, it mainly helps them. Miles, is it good to help people?
Yeah, a lot of people.
A lot of people. All right, my three little elves. So Miles, Peppermint Stick, and Tommy, I just want to thank you for joining us and sharing the excitement of this Santa Smiles campaign. We really are excited to have this opportunity to bless many lives. If you're listening or watching, we encourage you to take the time to write a letter to Santa. Dear Santa, I'd like some help getting my treatment done. Dear Santa, my mother really needs some help. She would never ask for this on her own. Please consider her for this, and this is why you should consider her. Or do it as a video. Send it to us, drop it by our office, put it in Santa's mailbox, or email it to us at info@montanaimplants.com.
Just as a reminder, we want Santa's smiles to be for individuals to help them get a new smile and also be confident this Christmas season. So we want to invite our listeners to check out our website at montanaimplants.com or check us out on social media or come in person and drop your letter off or send it in via email. We've got more holiday cheer coming your way, so stay tuned for our next episode.